Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the EPDP Phase 2 Work on Priority 2 Worksheets, City Field Redaction on Data Retention. The call is taking place on the 12th of June, 2019 at 20 UTC. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect. If you're only on the telephone, could you please identify yourselves now? Hearing no one, I have listed apologies from Rafiq Damick. I'd also like to remind alternates not replacing members are required to rename their line by adding the three Z's to the beginning of their name and add alternate and their affiliation at the end, which means you're automatically pushed to the end of the queue. To rename in Zoom, hover over your name and click rename. Alternates are not allowed to engage in the chat apart from private, nor use any other room functionality such as raising hand, agreeing, or disagreeing. All documentation and information can be found on the EPDP Wiki space. I would like to remind all that this call is being recorded and to please state your name before speaking. Recordings will be circulated on the mailing list and posted on the public Wiki space shortly after the end of the call. With this, I'll turn it back over to our chair, Yanis Karklins. Please begin.
Yeah, thank you, Terry, and hello, everyone who is on the call. So this is the second in the series of call on the priority two worksheets. So today, as Terry already announced, we'll be looking at two of them, city field reduction and data retention. So each would take up to 90 minutes. And like previously, it will be Caitlin who will be taking charge and walking through those worksheets, and we'll do what is needed. Caitlin, over to you.
Thank you, Yanis. Thank you, Terry, and thank you everyone for joining. As Yanis noted, we'll be taking today's call to walk through two of the Priority 2 worksheets. We'll start with the redaction of city field. And similar to our last Priority 2 worksheet call, we'll just take both worksheets from the top and make sure that everyone on the call agrees with the contents of the worksheet and make any edits as necessary. And then we will send the worksheets to the full team to confirm that they also agree with any edits that were made and give everyone a chance to review those. So in the event that there are some members who are unable to attend today, that's okay. They'll still be able to make edits. So let's start with the redaction of city field worksheet. I did post a link to the Google Doc in the chat. So for those of you who'd like to follow along on your own screen, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, you can use the Zoom room and I'll be scrolling in order. So similar to the last worksheets that we've gone through, the issue description or charter question details either the charter question, as it says, or in this case, the phase one policy recommendation. So as you'll all likely remember, oh, I see a comment from Matt. Absolutely, one moment. Just posting a link to the Google Doc. So the recommendation 11 in the phase one final report had noted that redaction will be applied to the city field, but pending further legal advice on the topic, the EPDP team would revisit this recommendation in phase two. Moving on to the expected deliverable, here we have confirmation of whether there needs to be a change to the phase one recommendation that city field should be redacted in public RDDS. If no change is deemed necessary, the recommendation from phase one will stand as is. Does everyone agree that that's the expected deliverable for redaction of city field? Okay, I see a green check mark. I'm not seeing any hands raised. So I'll assume we're all okay with that and move on. So the next section of all of the worksheets notes any legal questions that the team flagged. Within this worksheet, the two legal questions flagged came from the EPDP team in response to the phase one memos from Bird and Bird. So you'll note that we included those questions in this section of the worksheet, and the status of the questions is that they will ultimately be reviewed by the legal advisory group to determine if the questions are in scope, if they're legal in nature, and if they'll assist in phase two, the phase two work. Margie, I see your hand is raised. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello? Okay, great. A couple things. One, I think we've decided not to have the legal advisory group. Is that the latest on that? So this might need to be updated. And also, is this the right time to ask for another question, or should we do that separately?
Thanks for the questions, Margie. To answer your first question.
Okay. I'm sorry, do you want me to ask the question that I wanted to pose for the legal?
I'll go ahead and answer your first question first, which was, okay. There was some feedback from members of the EPDP team during last week's call that we shouldn't completely dispose of the legal advisory group. And so Giannis had asked that each group participating in the EPDP team could nominate a member for the legal advisory group. And I believe those nominations are due today for consideration tomorrow. So the group may end up being called something different, but I believe that was how Giannis had proposed to move forward. So these questions would ultimately be reviewed by that group. And if you'd like to ask your question, please feel free.
Oh, okay, sure. I think the analysis in the Bird and Bird memo should be updated to reflect the input from the European Commission and the European Commission letters. Specifically, those letters talk about different legal bases for relying on some of the disclosures, and the memos from Bird and Bird focus primarily on just 6.1F. And so our recommendation is that the questions, that the analysis be rerun given the input from the European Commission.
Thank you, Margie. If you wouldn't mind putting that question in writing, we can go ahead and add it to the worksheet, as these questions will ultimately be reviewed by that legal advisory group. But we can go ahead and add that to the worksheet. And I noticed there were a couple of comments that came in. While we were speaking. So I will edit the status to note that it's now the legal committee as opposed to the legal advisory group. And Stephanie, the question that I asked while you were having audio difficulties is if everyone agreed with the expected deliverable. And just to reiterate, the deliverable is confirmation whether there needs to be a change to the phase one recommendation that Citi Field be redacted. Noting that the phase one recommendation was that Citi Field should be redacted pending further legal advice that the team received. And I note that Marika posted in the chat the particular action item with respect to the legal committee. Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Marika. And Margie was going to put her question in the chat if she can. If you're not able to at this moment, Margie, feel free to just send it to the email list and we can add it to the document. Did anybody have any questions or additional comments about the legal questions that have been captured so far? Okay, seeing no hands, I'll note that we have included required reading in every section. And for this issue, The first required reading is the memo from Bird and Bird about Citi Field. We had had an action item earlier that all EPDP team members were required or requested to read that memo by May 15th. And next we have a question that was posed to ICANN.org during phase one with respect to the redaction of Citi Field. So we went ahead and included that there, noting that there are some new members in the phase two EPDP team, and also to refresh everyone's memory from phase one. Did anybody have any comments about the required reading, whether there should be anything added to that list? Okay, seeing no hands raised, the next section of the worksheet notes any briefings to be provided. And we had populated this to note that the EPDP team may want to receive a summary of the legal guidance from Bird and Bird. The last two worksheets that we reviewed, the EPDP team members on those calls noted that that would be helpful. Does anyone disagree, or are there any other briefings that you think would be helpful for this topic? Okay, I note that Thomas says we should consider conducting a DPIA at some point. That would help tease out the impact of the Citi Field. Thomas, are you suggesting that we have a briefing on this topic, or where would you recommend including that within this worksheet? Okay, I see. Maybe we should take this general point to the plenary tomorrow. Okay, thank you, Thomas. I don't see any hands raised or anyone typing at the moment. Oh, Thomas, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks very much, Caitlin. And sorry for only typing earlier, but I guess that this is a point that is worth discussing in the plenary and potentially baking into our overall work plan. We've discussed the issue and the question of data protection impact assessments from the get-go of this project, and we've never really engaged in that activity. And a lot of the questions that we will have to deal with as we move on when it comes to publication or redaction or providing access or disclosing data requires from us a balancing of the rights and the risk for the rights of the data subjects concerned. And I think that it would be beneficial for us to have a discussion about resources and time for DPIAs, because the pure theoretical legal discussion is one thing, but discussing the impact on the rights of the data subjects is a different matter. And if our work is ever going to be challenged, I think that this is still a vulnerability of the entire project, because we've neglected this point quite a bit so far. And just a final remark, I'm not entirely sure, and this is why I haven't put a concrete proposal in writing to the entirety, and I'm not entirely sure how we best go about with this, but I think at least it should be on the radar for the entire team so that we can make the appropriate decisions.
Thank you, Thomas. I see Mark SV also has his hand raised, so please go ahead, Mark.
Thanks, Mark from Zurich. Comment and question. I'm not sure DPIAs are in the charter, and we do want to focus on the charter, so we'll just have to keep that in mind as we prioritize our work. But question for Thomas, are you thinking of a DPIA from the perspective of ICANN who is not actually a data holder at this time, or the registrar, or of the third party who's receiving it. I always think of DPIAs in regard to, you know, the person who's actually holding the data. So could you clarify what you're thinking in that regard?
Thanks very much for the question, Mark. And if I may, without having been asked by Caitlin, briefly respond to that. I think this needs to be decided on a case-by-case basis. I think that the appropriate starting point would be to look at the processing activity and to determine what impact the processing activity has on the data subject. So for example, if we have data processing based on 61F, which is where the balancing comes into play, then we would weigh the interests of the party claiming to have an interest in the processing versus the rights of the data subject. So Mark, I guess there's no one-size-fits-all answer to each and every processing activity that's under our consideration. But I think we at least need to put something into our final report as why we chose not to conduct a DPIA. In my view, we need to do that in order to have a comprehensive piece of work. And even though this work is not explicitly mentioned in our charter as a work product, it is an integral part of the legal assessment under 61F. And this is why I think we can't just not attend to it. You know, so even if there's a conscious decision that we're not going to conduct one, which I strongly advise against, then at least we should explain in our report why we took that that specific decision. I hope this clarifies things. Thanks so much.
May I come back?
Yes, please go ahead, Mark.
Okay, thanks. I think it does clarify it. And rereading the Bird and Bird memo yesterday, in section 3, there was some discussion about how to determine the proportionality of the city field in various circumstances. So I guess that's, as we get more clarification on the open issues in that Bird and Bird memo, the need for a DPIA will be more obvious, I guess.
Thank you, Mark. I see that Chris also has his hand raised. Chris, please go ahead.
Thanks, Caitlin. Chris, for the record. And just to sort of echo Mark's point there, it's interesting to hear from Thomas what his view was. That so if I sort of reread the Burn Burn, the way that I read it was they took the reason for the 61F as a processing part on part of the registrar to actually publish the city field rather than have it redacted. And if they were going to publish the city field, then the most reasonable legal basis for that would be 61F, and that would obviously require the rights of the user to be weighed upon. And in which case, as Thomas says, a DPIA would need to be done at some point. And obviously the position for that probably would be with the controller, so the registrar in this case. But that was my view on the Bird and Bird letter, and I'd be interested if so that's where Thomas and Mark are coming from on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Did anyone else have any comments on the DPIA or any other briefings that should be provided with respect to city field redaction? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. And if I understood correctly, Mark SV had noted that perhaps after we receive a briefing of the legal guidance and identify any necessary follow-up questions and receive the guidance from that, it might be appropriate at that time to see what sort of DPIA would need to be done. And it seems that Thomas agreed to that. So perhaps we can park that for now, unless I'm misunderstanding. But please feel free to raise your hand or comment in the chat if I captured that incorrectly. So for now, I'll leave this alone and note that the group does think that it'd be helpful to have a summary of the legal guidance with respect to Citi Field. Okay, so the next category is dependencies. And we noted that EPDP team members are responsible for reviewing the legal guidance received to date, which is the Bird and Bird memo that we've just been discussing. And we had an action item that all members should have reviewed that memo by May 15th. Brian, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. What does the group think of flagging as a dependency here the outcome of conversations around legal versus natural and geographic distinction? Because it strikes me that whether the Citi Field is published or not might depend on whether it's a legal person or a natural person, and there wouldn't be a reason not to publish the Citi Field for a legal person, but that might only come into play if we agree that we'll make that distinction. So does it, in the context of the sheet, does it make sense to call that a dependency here?
Thanks, Brian. I note that Alan G's hand is raised. Please go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. My assumption would be that if we make a if we end up having a distinction between legal and natural persons, then a registrant who's deemed to be a legal person has no redaction at all. So I guess it's a dependency, but it's a dependency that goes forward to all the other redacted fields as well. So, I mean, I can't, the concept of it's a legal person, therefore we're not redacting anything except the Citi Field doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So technically there is a dependency. I think there's an overriding one that if we decide legal persons have no redaction, then obviously the city isn't redacted either. So I don't think we need to consider it as a separate issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Does anyone else have any comments about legal versus natural being a dependency here that we should capture? Stephanie, please go ahead.
Hi, Stephanie Perrin, for the record. I regret that I did not hear Thomas speaking, but I have explained this so many times, you don't want to hear it again, but there are many, many reasons why we should leave legal persons as fully redacted fields. And if companies wish to figure an assertive way to prove that they are companies, they can do so, because making the assumption doesn't work on so many levels. Number one, the assumption, and it was explained in the ECO workbook, you have to take their word for it that they have a valid consent from their employees in jurisdictions where the employees have data protection rights. You have to ensure that you've got consent for small organizations where they might be at risk, whether they have rights or not, but they would be protected under the charter. And the cost of making these distinctions is going to price domain names out of the reach of the average user. So, I mean, we've gone on at length about that, and I think nothing has changed. Thanks.
Thank you, Stephanie. And I will note that during our last call, we discussed the legal versus natural worksheet. So if there's anything that you think needs to be added to that worksheet, please feel free to do so. Did anybody else have any comments about putting in legal versus natural or geographic distinction as a dependency for the redaction of Citi Field? Stephanie, Stephanie, I think that's an old hand, but if it's not, please feel free to speak up. Thank you. Okay, so I don't think there's agreement, Brian, on adding that. But if I'm wrong, members, please feel free to speak up in the chat and we can go ahead and add it. But thank you for flagging that, Brian. So next we have the proposed timing and approach. And as we have noted multiple times, the EPDB team was asked to review the Burdenberg legal guidance on city field redaction and identify additional questions, if any, which all of the groups did, and then determine if a legal briefing from Burdenberg is necessary. So legal questions have been identified. I believe another one was just identified in the chat, which we can go ahead and add to the memo. And the members on this call believe that a briefing from Burdenberg on their memo would be helpful. So for June, we have the EPDP team to further deliberate on this issue with other priority two items, unless it is determined that it can easily be addressed through mailing list discussions. So since the legal briefing has been identified as something that the team would like, we can go ahead and add that a next step would be to reach out to Burdenberg to schedule a briefing, and then we can determine next steps from there. And also, once the legal committee has been officially formed, those questions will be sent to the legal committee for their review. Are there any concerns, questions, or comments about that approach? Okay, I don't see any hands raised, so I will assume that this worksheet is okay as is. But of course, like the other members who aren't on the call, if you do think of something after the call, you're welcome to make comments in the worksheet. So seeing no hands raised, we can go ahead and move on to the next worksheet, which is data retention. And I will go ahead and paste the link to the Google Doc in the chat for those who'd like to follow along on your own screen. And I know Thomas says, can you make sure we have an action item to discuss the question of DPIAs, please? Yes, Thomas, I will note that. Thank you very much. Okay, so similar to the issue description for the other worksheets that we've been reviewing, the relevant phase one recommendation has been placed in the issue description. So we have recommendation 15 pasted verbatim into this section, which deals specifically with data retention. And I will note that Mark has a comment that we should update the worksheet to include the board resolution and scorecard applicable to this item. So thank you for that comment, Mark. I will note that I have included the scorecard and the relevant pages of the scorecard under required reading. So the worksheet has been updated to reflect that. Please let me know if that's what you had in mind, and if not, we can fix it. Assuming no one has any comments on the text of the recommendation, we can go to the expected deliverable, which is following review of the documentation dealing instances in which ICANN.org requires registrars to retain personal GTLD registration data beyond the life of a domain name registration, the EPDP team will confirm whether the data retention requirements recommended in phase one are to be confirmed or whether updates are needed. And note that the documentation should specifically and comprehensively identify retention periods for specific data elements. So I note that there is a comment, and that's from Mark, that says, is this documentation referring to the review to be conducted by ICANN.org? And yes, Mark, that is what that's referring to. So we can go ahead and add, note that the documentation provided by ICANN.org. But I'll also note that the documentation provided by ICANN.org will be reviewed by the community. So it'll be both, but yes, just for avoidance of doubt, we can include that so that we know what documentation we're talking about. Did anyone have any comments on the expected deliverable, proposed edits or concerns? Okay, I don't see any hands raised. If I am moving too quickly, please feel free to raise your hand and you can speak to a previous item later in the call if you miss something. So next is legal questions. I'll note that we haven't received any proposed legal questions from PDP team members at this time, but in the event, as always, that you think of one, this is where you should put them, and following the process, the legal committee would then review those questions. So for the required reading, we have noted some guidance that was received during phase one, and that is a summary of the contractual compliance data processing activities. So that's been posted there, and further to Mark A's suggestion, we also went ahead and put the board's scorecard, and there is some information about the board's review of recommendation 15 that would be good for the BPDP team to read. So that's been included there as well. Are there any suggestions or comments about the required reading? Okay, seeing no comments, the briefings to be provided is currently blank. Does anyone from the team have any suggestions about briefings to be provided, if any? Okay, seeing no hands raised, we'll move on to dependencies. Oh, Thomas, please go ahead, Thomas.
Sorry, I was not quick enough in raising my hand and then subsequently unmuting myself. I guess it might prove valuable for the entire community to have information on data retention and deletion. Reason for that is that it, in practice, it's a big challenge for companies to deal with retention and deletion. And how to bake that into their business processes. And maybe it would be good for our report to speak to that a little bit. Dealing with new data is one thing, but dealing with all the legacy data that the contracted parties and ICANN have on file, I think they could well do with a briefing or some guidance on how to deal with those. With the entirety of the data in the light of our recommendations.
Thank you, Thomas. I'm not sure I understand the ask, but that's probably my fault. But if you could maybe flag in writing either in the chat or an email to us what you're requesting, we can add it to the worksheet.
Will do.
Thank you, Thomas, and apologies. I note that Stephanie says, forgive me for my total ignorance, but which controller or processor does this data retention question apply to? Thanks for the question, Stephanie. So we are specifically talking about ICANN as the controller and contracted parties as the processor and the data retention periods that ICANN sets. That's one of the topics that we talked about in phase one. And you may remember that The phase one recommendation references the transfer dispute resolution policy as having a statute of limitation for how long registrars can file TDRP complaints. And so that the requested data retention for registration data was 15 months. However, due to the limited time that the team had to review data retention, part of that recommendation was to request that ICANN.org undertake a review of all of the data retention requirements so that the EPDB team could review that and see if that 15-month period needed to be revisited in phase two. And so that's what this issue is about. Thomas, is that a new hand or an old hand? Okay, thank you. Did anyone else have any comments about briefings to be provided? Okay, moving on. So under dependencies, we noted that per recommendation 15, ICANN.org must undertake a review of all of its processes and procedures so as to identify and document the instances in which personal data is requested beyond the life of a domain name registration. And that is dependent on feedback from ICANN.org. And under expected or recommended timing, the action would be to confirm with ICANN when this review is expected to be completed. Did anyone want to note any additional dependencies and or edits to the dependency that's noted currently? Okay. I hope I'm not putting everyone to sleep. Everyone's very quiet today. Okay, so moving on, we have proposed approach and timing. Oh no, I put Mark SV to sleep. Sorry, Mark. So I just switched May to June and noting that it's now June. And so we have as an action item for EPDP team to confirm with ICANN when the review of the processes and procedures to identify and document the instances in which personal data is requested beyond the life of a registration is expected to be completed. So that's our action item. And then once that review has been completed, the team will review the outcome and confirm whether the data retention requirements recommended in phase one, which is currently 15 months, I believe, is to be confirmed or whether updates are needed. And I'll note that I believe that ICANN will be compiling some information on data retention and will share that with the community so that the community will have an opportunity to review what's documented and note if it believes there is anything additional that should be taken into consideration or if any changes should be made to that. But we will confirm with ICANN.org the timing of that for the team's benefit. So we've reached the end of this worksheet. Did anyone have any comments, additional comments about data retention or anything else in this worksheet? Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I guess I'm getting impatient and grumpy in my old age, but we put a recommendation in saying ICANN needs to do a review of all of its processes and tell us whether there are any retention issues that we weren't aware of and that we need to factor in. I don't understand why in June now we have to ask them again for when they're going to do this. I would have thought this is an ongoing process and we should have been getting feedback already for when this will be done and when we can expect answers. It sounds as if, you know, this was passed over someone's head, and now we have to tap them on the shoulder and say, please, sir, when can we expect this? And so I guess I'm a little bit confused why the onus is on us at this point when we already made a recommendation that went to the board.
Thank you, Alan. So I know that there has been work going on behind the scenes, and I will note that the recommendations were approved in mid-May, but that work has been ongoing, and I believe ICANN.org will be sharing the results of that work with the team, and then of course the community can comment on it.
Okay, thank you. As I said, the wording saying the EPDP team to confirm with ICANN.org just sounds as if it was bounced back into our court, but that may just be me getting grumpy. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. I think we're just gonna confirm the timing of when that will be received. So not that it's actually that the work is actually happening, because I can confirm to you that the work is happening. It's just a matter of when it will be received so that the team can be put on notice and get their respective groups to comment on that if they like. Did anyone else have any questions, concerns, edits, et cetera? I'll give it about one more minute and then I think we can close out this call. Okay, so I don't see any hands raised. So on Thursday, I will send the worksheet that we have worked on, the priority two worksheets that we've worked on to date, out to the full team so that the full team can review it. And I'll also note any highlighted updates or action items from the team. So you can expect that Thursday. But I appreciate everyone attending the call and providing feedback. And we'll see most of you on tomorrow's plenary call. So thanks again, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.